Hi, I'm Brigadier Greville Bibby, and I'm the local army boss in this part of the world.
And you just signed the covenant. Tell me how that's felt this morning, knowing that you were coming to do this event.
Yeah, I mean, signing the covenant is a really cool thing, to be honest, because what it's doing is it's the people of Middlesbrough saying that they value their armed forces. And a lot of people don't realise they've got army and air force and navy, either people who are serving now or probably more likely used to serve, so they're what we call veterans. But you know, you don't have to be old to be a veteran. You can be in the army for 3 years and then you leave, and you could still be in your young 20s and be a veteran. For us, it's really important to feel part of the community that we represent. So whether we're serving in Afghanistan, we need to know the countries behind us. Or when we come home again, we want to be welcomed back. We want to be, you know, appreciated, I suppose. Because, you know, it is quite dangerous out there and people are losing their lives and being wounded. And knowing that you're coming back to a community like Middlesbrough, where people are going to welcome you back, look after you. And then when you need help, whether it's medical help or housing or education, whatever it might be, that there's someone you can turn to for that help. And that's what this covenant's all about. It's brilliant.
And obviously we're joined up by a few other people here this morning. So this really it's quite a big deal.
Yeah, it's a genuine partnership. And you'll find that everyone wants to get involved because, you know, everyone has a part to play. So you might be a soldier or an airman coming out of the Air Force or the Army who's looking for a job. So you're going to go to Job Centre Plus. So they're part of it. You'll find that there are commercial companies and industry that are involved who might want to offer work for people who are coming out of the services. And of course, the other dynamic is we have what we call a territorial army. So actually civilians who, you know, put the uniform on from time to time. And we need employers to support them, who are prepared to let them work with the Army, the Air Force and the Navy, almost as part-time soldiers. So it's very integrated within the community.